As Torah observant Jews, what should our perspective on Aliyah be? There are some who view Aliyah, view living in Israel, as the most important thing that a Jew can do, and the most important part of the Jewish agenda. And many profess that Aliyah is the most important thing, even while they continue to live in America or some other comfortable location in Chutz Laaretz. In this year, we're going to look at a sicha by the Lubavitch Rebbe in Parshas A, where the Rebbe presents a nuanced perspective on Aliyah, and says that ultimately, our perspective on Aliyah should not be about physically living in Israel, but rather, it should be about determining where is the place where we're best suited to carry out our divine mission. That it should be about the inner life and not just about the physical geographic location. So in this respect, the Rebbe has a very nuanced approach, because on the one hand, the Rebbe was very supportive of the state of Israel and saw Hashem's miracles in the state of Israel on the one hand, but on the other hand, said that we should have a very nuanced perspective and not everybody at all times needs to make Aliyah. The Rebbe's discussion is found in many places, but one is a compilation of sichas of the Rebbe from the 50s found in Likutei Sichas Chelek Beis, Parshas A on page 617. The Rebbe says as follows. In Haintiga Parshas Shteit, in Parshas A it tells us, and it shall be the place that Hashem shall choose to rest there. There you shall bring your karbanos. Zokt Rashi, so Rashi explains, as does gate of Yerushalayim. If this pasuk refers to Yerushalayim. Frekter Sefer Achaim. The Sefer Achaim, a book by the Maharal Miprag's brother, asks, in Chela Kul Vishua, in the section of the Sefer called on the redemption and the salvation, why is it the case that we never meet Yerushalayim in Chamisha Chomshei Torah, when we're talking about the place that Hashem will ultimately choose? Rather, we say, oh yeah, the place that Hashem will choose, but we never specify the location. So the Sefer HaChaim answers, as b'chol mokim muktor u'mugosh l'shmi, as lav dafk in Yerushalayim. The Rebbe quotes a pasuk in Malachi Perek Aleph, which says that there are burnt offerings offered in Hashem's name, there's incense offered in Hashem's name around the world. Meaning to say that the place that Hashem chooses is not specifically Yerushalayim, but rather it's any place where you call out to Hashem. Anywhere that a person davens to Hashem, that's the place that Hashem chooses. That explains why it is that we daven in the direction of Eretz Yisrael, Lutzad Yerushalayim, in the direction of Yerushalayim, Lutzad the Mikdash, in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash itself, Lutzad Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the direction of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Ulutzad Aron, in the direction of the Aron, of the Holy Ark. Because anywhere you are, even when you're physically in a Chutz Laaretz, you're able to instantiate the spiritual idea of Yerushalayim. And that which it says, that anybody who, Chazal tells us that anybody who lives in a Chutz Laaretz is as if they don't have a God. Thus, Alts from Sefer Chaim. This further is coming from the Maral's brother in Sefer Chaim. Meint mendos hadar dafke. What it means is not somebody who's geographically located in the Chutz Laaretz, but rather it's about a state of mind. Somebody who is kavua, somebody who is set within the Chutz Laaretz. Erzitzt in the Chutz Laaretz bekvius. He sits in the Chutz Laaretz in a stable fashion. Und tracht garn ganz nit wegen der Geula. And doesn't think about the redemption. Obe. But when you're in Chutz Laaretz and you're thinking about Mashiach and Eretz Yisrael, that when we daven, we turn in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Demot vumen gifinzich is das der mokim was der ebishterism in Beichem. But if you live in a state of mind, in a state of consciousness, which is focused on Eretz Yisrael, then wherever you are is the place that Hashem has chosen. There are many, says the Rebbe, who understand the idea of living in Eretz Yisrael in a literal sense. And not merely in a literal sense, but in a very physical and coarse manner. To the extent that it's the opposite of what the Torah means. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Paskin, he rules, as Bishas Zayin Tharan Farin mentioned, Tzvei Erter. If a person is the opposite of living in one of two places, Ein Or Tamakam Yishuv, one place is a settled place. Oberdar Tatar Meira, as Ervet Arab Kefir Tverin from Yiddishbeg, he's afraid they'll be ripped away from the Jewish path. When their Tzvei Tarat is a midbar, and the second option he has is to live in the wilderness. Not only should he choose the wilderness, but even if he is already in the inhabited settled place, he should run away from the inhabited place and go to the wilderness. There the Rambam is talking about running away to a desert. Because she came, and that's certainly the case that you shouldn't choose such a place which will bring you aside from, or bring you away from the straight path. So here the Rebbe is telling us that a person has to make a calculation. A person shouldn't just decide, hey, I'm going to Israel. Instead, they should very, very carefully consider, will going to Israel make me a better person? Would it allow me to be a better Jew, a more religious Jew, a more committed Jew, a more authentic person, or not? If it will, then it would seem the Rebbe is saying you should go to Eretz Yisrael. And if not, then you should stay where you are, if where you are is a place which will ultimately be more conducive for being a more elevated person. But I, Tanitman, a person might say I should go to Israel at any cost. The Gemara says anybody who lives outside of Israel is as if they don't have a God. So the Rebbe says, as we said already from the Sefer Chaim, this means somebody who lives in an established fashion. But if you're in a state of waiting for Mashiach, and immediately when Mashiach comes, is been great so far. Laws in the ganze zavas chol v'dvash was in chutzarts. You're immediately ready to leave behind all the flowing milk and honey, which is in America in chutzarts. The divas mainen as they have in thus those who think they have this in chutzarts. While they will have in them umal haaretz they as Hashem kamayim liyam mechas, because the person will want to exchange all their physical comfort in America or outside of Israel for the earth being filled with knowledge of Hashem, which will be something that they'll be better able to access in Israel when Mashiach comes. If a person has such a perspective, if a person is in Chutz Laretz now, but they're ready to pick up and leave the moment Mashiach comes, then they are in the place that Hashem has chosen, meaning in their consciousness, in their experience, they're in the place that Hashem has chosen. When Eichda can zayin avodas karbanos bruchnis, makriv zayin olei secha ushlomecha, and also there, even in Chutz Laretz, you can spiritually engage in bringing karbanos. What's a karban oila and a karban shlomim? A karban oila is dina alias, one's elevation in spirituality, and what's a shlomim? Dina shlemus, one's perfection. They bring these up on the altar. Meaning to say that one, that a person is engaged in a constant act of striving to be elevated and striving for perfection. And furthermore, they're willing to sacrifice their elevation and their perfection in order to fulfill whatever it is their divine mission is. And thus is the Erov as Menai Fereis Neman Fereinthikir Tag Parsha. And that's the lesson that we need to take out from Parshas Re'eh. As b'chol mokim asher azkir shemi, any place, Hashem says, that you mention my name, is umatum Eretz Yisrael. That place, everywhere that you might mention my name, that is Eretz Yisrael. Was das hat bekeach jeder Yid zu oiftan as das soll sein begilla. Every Jew has the ability to reveal Eretz Yisrael. And thus is their Indian from the Mashiach HaPrati. And that's the idea of the personal Mashiach, of the individual Mashiach. Meaning, as the Alter Rebbe says in Perek Dalid of Tanya, everybody has to work to make it such that they live in a redeemed state, that they are individually living in Emes HaMashiach. And through you working to make it such that in your life, in your sphere of influence, you're living in a redeemed state. That will ultimately bring about the advent of the Mashiach who will be for the entire world and for the entire Kal Yisrael. Bringing about the Mashiach for the entire world is not necessarily in your sphere of influence, but making your life and your sphere of influence a more redeemed place, that is within your capacity, that you can do. And by doing what you can do, by working on your sphere of influence, then you can actually have an impact. As Ali Yidnvel and Gain in Eretz Yisrael, Agash Mitzazam, the Shriyat Tzidkin. And when you work to do your work to bring Mashiach, and bring Mashiach within your sphere, and that will ultimately generate the coming of the Mashiach, who will bring all the Jewish people together to Eretz Yisrael. The Miret Vegin in Yonim from Mashiach, we speak about things relating to Mashiach. There are those who think that this is like the Gemara says, Hilchasal Mashiach, meaning things that are not broadly relevant or applicable for us now. We have to know that's not the case. When it says, and there is a very clear proof that matters relating to Mashiach are not things that we should relate to as things that will happen in the distant future, but rather we should relate to them with a sense of immediacy and urgency, which should motivate us to try to bring Mashiach within our personal sphere. As Sarana Deya, the Gemara in Tainus, and this is brought down in the Ram and Chasbias Megdash, there's an opinion, as a Kohen Tornet Trinkin Arvias Yayin Bizmanazah, that Kohanim are not permitted to drink a revius of wine in our times. By all the reason being, the Beis HaMikdash will soon be rebuilt. When a shikir is asur b'avayda, and a drunk person is forbidden to engage in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara in Eirvin, this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim, says that there are two ways in which a person can undo their drunkenness. They can become undrunk. One is Shena, one is by sleeping. And Beis Shehi Yekedei Mil, waiting the amount of time that it would walk a mil. Now certainly don't use this after you drank and you want to drive. You might want to wait longer. But whatever the case may be, the Rebbe says that, and this is based on the Maran Erevin, that what's a Shehi Yekedei Mil? The Shir for a mil is 18 minut. The general calculation is that it takes 18 minutes for a person to walk this Talmudic distance of a mil. The grass der shir versus da if a mil is fear and svansig minut. And the largest specification of time that the Gemara suggests for how long it might take a person to walk a mil is 24 minutes. Is da charaya, but from the fact that there is an opinion halacha which says that Kohanim should not drink wine nowadays because they might have to serve in the Mikdash, means that the assumption is that the Beis HaMikdash can be rebuilt at any moment, such that you're not going to even have 24 minutes for all the Kohanim to report to the Beis HaMikdash, but they'll have to report immediately. So it's Dacharei Al Pinigla. This is a proof from the revealed portions of Torah. As Meshech HaKleiner Vaila, that in the space of a short amount of time, Nach Veneke V'yashir Mil, even less than the time that it takes you to walk a mil, was thus is L'chol Yeser Dry and Svansig Minot, which is no more than 23 minutes, with 59 seconds. Mashiach can come with a complete Beis HaMikdash, as men zaldarif and gain glayach suder avayda, and the Kohen will have to go immediately to his service in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe continues in a similar vein. When a person complains and says, I would like to travel to the place where Hashem's eyes are for from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, meaning Eretz Yisrael. So lib vaz vasal zayn golos and mutzinzich. Why should I stick around in golos? Beshaser can antloif and fundan and can Eretz Yisrael. You can run away from there and go to Eretz Yisrael. Zok by name, the Rebbe says, we respond to him as nitmin dain vilin bistu in golos. Nitmin dain vilin vesta erezkin from golos. You're not in golos of your own volition, and you cannot leave golos of your own volition. Thus, the Abish is an Indian. Hashem decided that the Jewish people should be in golos, and he'll decide when they should leave. Is b'meila v'ibaldas is al pi Hashem. Darfstu doch nit leifin von danin. Varum vudu bistu doch begazet rechmanah. You shouldn't run away from where you are, because where you are is where you're meant to be. You're in Hashem's treasure house. Nor azay v'imin hotim gigabin b'chir chafshis. Kener doch b'chir zayin. In them was ervil, but since Hashem gave us free will, you can decide what you want. Hotter di bechira if kifin a ticket and foreign can Eretz Yisrael. You have the ability to buy a ticket and travel to Eretz Yisrael. Das hat ben bayim nit zugenum. Men is nit mishanas to jibrations mipnei chule. Your ability to buy a ticket, or at least usually, you know, perhaps in COVID times, it has been taken away from you, but your ability to buy a ticket is not taken away from you. Because the Gemara of Yedazara says, Hashem doesn't change nature because he doesn't approve somebody's actions. As a rule, there are certain laws of nature, and Hashem is not just going to change the rules of nature because somebody violated the halachos of the Torah. The Gemara there in Yedazara gives an example of somebody who steals seeds and plants them. Just because you're not meant to steal seeds, it doesn't mean Hashem is going to make it such that your seeds shouldn't grow when they've been planted. So similarly, the Rebbe is suggesting that it could be the fact that you're in Chutz Lartz, the fact that you're in America, that you're in England, that you're in South Africa, means that you're meant to be there. But if you buy a ticket and travel to Israel, Hashem's not going to stop you. But the Rebbe suggests, what have you done when you've purchased this ticket and traveled to Israel? Was tot sich mit dem? Neither is antlaufen von Chutz Lartz kein Eretz Yisrael. You're not going from out of the land of Israel into the land of Israel. Ner hat mitgenommen mit sich dem Avir Chutz Lartz kein Eretz Yisrael und ist dort bei Avir Chutz Lartz. But rather, you've taken the atmosphere of out of the land of Israel with you and brought it into the land of Israel. Veit gebracht in Chassidus. The Alter brings in Chassidus b'shem ha-sefer ha-sar ma-maris in the name of the Sefer Kabbal, the Sefer ha-sar ma-maris. As Bayad Yidin is Mispashat Svivoi, their Avir Gan Eden, their Avir Gan Eden. Around every Jew radiates the energy of Gan Eden and the energy of Gehenna. The energy of heaven and the energy of hell. Is Bishas is Ibrid them Mipnechat Enu, Vasarhot Noch Nit Medakin Gaben. So if a person is still in the state of because of our sins, the Pasuk tells us, Mipnechat, or as we say in Musaf, Mipnechat Enu, Galinu Meartzenu. As a result of our sins, we were exiled from our land. So meaning when a person is still in a state of because of our sins, meaning when the sins, the issues haven't been resolved, darfer noch sein in the matzah von galinim meretzenu och kipshutai, then there might be a value in remaining outside of Israel. But yet, when er nemt on, alin, when the fart can Eretz Yisrael, but you yourself go and travel to Israel, then, says the Rebbe, you take the atmosphere of hell and bring it into Israel. Meaning, you haven't fixed what needs to be fixed. You haven't completed your mission in Chutz Lartz. And you just bring the problems that you were dealing with in Chutz Lartz to Israel. Varu. Er is doch antlaufen von dem Ort, wo er darf noch sein, kvim etaken seine chelkoi, und durch dem verzit sich der tikkun. You're running away from Chutz Lartz, which is quite likely the place that you're meant to be. It's your portion in the world, which you're meant to perfect. And thereby, you're missing out on the rectification, on the tikkun, which is necessary for you to do there in Chutz Lartz. Meila, so it follows, b'shasa gefin zich in Chutz Lartz, when you're in Chutz Lartz, is doch gazra alav gushav alavira. Our parents, Yisrael, is avatar. So although it's the case that Chazal said that the air, the atmosphere and the earth of Chutz Lartz is Tameh, such that somebody who is in Chutz Lartz has a status of Tumah and needs to go to the mikvah before entering the Har Habayis, even if they came into contact with no other Tumah. But Eretz Yisrael is Avertar. But Eretz Yisrael is a pure atmosphere. When I net midem, Aver Gehenim and Palatin Shal Melech. And if you just pick up and go to Israel without, say, guidance from a spiritual master, and decide this is just what I should be doing, then you're taking the atmosphere of Gehenim, the atmosphere of hell, and bringing it into the king's palace. Now, we should note that even though the Rebbe is speaking very strongly here, it's well known that the Rebbe encouraged many people to make Aliyah. He encouraged many people to go to Israel. So this is very much said on a case-by-case basis. However, the Rebbe's general thrust is he's speaking against the propaganda that every Jew must make Aliyah, there are no other options, and the Aliyah nationalist dream is the vision for every Jew. The Rebbe is saying that there might be a place for some to make Aliyah, but we have to have a much more nuanced and complex perspective.